Female genital mutilation. Female genital mutilation, FGM, is considered a form of abuse in Working Together to Safeguard Children, 2018. Female genital mutilation, FGM, is any procedure performed for non-medical purposes, where the external female genitals are partially or totally removed, or the non-external genitals are injured. It is most often performed on very young girls, up to the age of 15. In the UK, it has been estimated that as many as 65,000 girls, under the age of 13, could be at risk of FGM. The most at-risk communities in the UK are Kenyan, Somalian, Sudanese, Sierra Leonean, Egyptian, Nigerian, Eritrean, Yemeni, Afghani, Kurdistani, Indonesian, Malaysian, Turkish, South Thai, and Pakistani. Some common situations that may arouse suspicion include: you are aware of a parent or sibling having undergone FGM. A child discussing a special ceremony or celebration, or a procedure to become a woman. Parents, or relatives, taking, or planning to take a child out of school for a prolonged period, or discussing travel vaccinations. A child discussing a long upcoming holiday to their place of birth, or country where FGM is practiced. Signs that FGM may have been performed include: difficulty sitting, walking, or standing up. Difficulties urinating. Soreness or infection, particularly noticed if a practitioner or healthcare professional is changing nappies or helping with toileting. Frequent menstrual problems, or spending large amounts of time during the day dealing with these. Prolonged or repeated absences. Behavioral changes, for example becoming withdrawn or depressed. Reluctance to undergo normal medical examinations. Asking for help or advice, but unable to explicitly discuss the subject. It is important to remember that this practice is child abuse and has been illegal in the UK since 1985. If prosecuted, an individual would receive a jail term of 14 years. It is also considered a breach of a child's rights, particularly their right to health and right to life. Lastly, it is illegal to assist someone in removing a child from the UK for FGM to be performed elsewhere. What to do? It is mandatory for a healthcare professional to report any concerns that FGM may have taken place, or may take place in the future. Contact 101, the police non-emergency phone line, and explain the situation. You will be required to make a report on your concerns, however, you should not be worried about not being believed or taken seriously. You must also submit FGM data, as an organization, to the Health and Social Care Information Center. Submission of FGM data became mandatory for GP practices, mental health trusts, and acute trusts in 2015. If you believe that a child is in immediate danger, do not hesitate to call 999. You will also be required to make a referral to Children's Social Care by following your local safeguarding board's procedures.